So Tax Freedom Day is the day when the nation as a whole has earned enough money to pay for the total tax bill for the year. They basically add up all the federal, state, and local taxes and divide that by the total income, get a percentage. It's about 29.4% this year. Then you just multiply that by 365 days, come out with about 108 days. And the 108th day of the year is this year. It's April 18th for the nation as a whole. So Tax Freedom Day for our federal, state, and local, everyone is April 18th.
And so this really includes, I mean, everything right down to, you know, your local property taxes all the way up to your federal income tax. It all gets calculated.
Absolutely. Right? It's all in there. And you know, what it does ignore, though, is future taxes. So like at the federal level, when we spend more than we take in, which we basically do every year, the way we are essentially paying for that spending is with future taxes. And they do a separate calculation. If you factor in the borrowing that goes on at the primarily at the federal level, Tax Freedom Day is actually May 9th this year, so 21 days later than the actual day and 3 days later than last year. And by the way, the April 18th for Tax Freedom Day is 5 days later than it was last year.
And the Tax Foundation, again, you had mentioned that there's a difference, of course, between the state and national Tax Freedom Days. The national average, you said, is on the 18th coming up on Thursday. What accounts for the difference? Why does Florida's come just a few days earlier, do you think? Is it because we don't have a state income tax, or is that part of it? Or?
Right, that's certainly part of it. So it's a separate calculation they do where they just look at the total taxes at the within each state, so the state and local taxes. And, of course, that varies pretty widely across the 50 states. We have the 18th latest Tax Freedom Day here in Florida, meaning only 17 states have a later day. In other words, we have kind of the 18th highest state and local tax burden.
Why do you think that is? Does it have something to do with the income tax levels of Florida workers compared to the incomes of workers in other states?
Right, sure, because they factor in the federal taxes paid by Floridians as well. So that's a big part of it. You know, we have a lot of retirees in the state, and we have relatively high property values in the states that factors in with your local property tax revenues. And you know, we have a lot of sales tax revenue paid essentially by people who don't live here, but that's factored in as our revenue for the state, so for tourists and our snowbirds and such.
And you had mentioned Tax Freedom Day comes later than it did last year. Why is that?
The primary reason this year that it's later than last year has to do with all this stuff that we dealt with a while back with the fiscal cliff, the increased federal taxes on individual incomes and payrolls and the Affordable Care Act's taxes on investment and the excise tax. All these things went into effect this year. And if you look at what happened just last week, John, with President Obama's new budget proposal for fiscal year for 2014, essentially there's $1 trillion in tax increases in there. That's over 10 years. But if Congress approves that stuff, of course, Tax Freedom Day will be even later next year.
So tell us what the Tax Foundation or what your recommendations would be regarding going forward with the president's budget proposal and with just reducing the tax burden on everyday Americans.
Sure. So I think a lot of times we lose sight of the fact that federal spending has actually doubled since the year 2000, and it's even tripled since 1990. What we have here is essentially an overspending problem, not an undertaxing problem. And the budget that the president released last week would increase both taxes and spending quite substantially. In fact, 10 years from now, right, their 10-year budget, 10 years from now, federal spending would be $2 trillion higher than it is in the current year. And that's about a 54% increase. But even worse, tax revenue would be $2.5 trillion higher. And that's nearly double what it is this year. This year, it's about $2.7 trillion. So this would be a massive expansion of both taxes and spending that would be harmful to the economy. Ultimately, what the problem is from my perspective is that when you have increased government spending or taxes, you're essentially taking money out of the hands of private individuals and moving it into essentially the political process. And so this reduces the ability of individuals to make decisions about how best to use their resources, and instead it injects kind of partisan political concerns into how those resources are used. And it's my view that individuals have a better ability to figure out how best to use their resources.
Well, Dean Stanzel, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me, John.